from.
Indulge your taste cravings with Chalkies bars, made with real chocolate and vanilla. Chalkies, munch on. On Millennium Radio is brought to you in association with Vatra Mineral Water. Vatra, made for all, made for life. This news bulletin on Millennium Radio is brought to you in association with Vatra Mineral Water. Vatra, made for all, made for life.
Good evening. It's 18 hours. This is Millennium Radio with the main news.
Millennium FM News, keeping you informed in both local, sports, and international news.
Good evening and welcome to the 18 hours main news. We take a look at stories making headlines. Suspected UPND cutters allegedly abduct assault given Lubinda in Kabwe. Zambia Correctional Service denies claims of poisoning involving a former MP Munir Zulu. Children among are 25 killed in one of Russia's deadliest strikes on western Ukraine.
Millennium FM, the voice of development.
With the details, my name is Kalunga Mokolangoma Mwape. In our lead story this evening, suspected United Party for National Development UPND cadres this afternoon allegedly attacked, beaten, and abducted Patriotic Front PF acting President Given Lubinda in Kabwe, sparking widespread political outrage and renewed concerns over rising political violence in the country. Mr. Lubinda was in Kabwe for party mobilization engagements at a named lodge when the suspected cadres reportedly stormed at the premises, dragged him outside, assaulted him, and later abducted him. Confirming the incident, PF Mporokoso Member of Parliament Brian Mundubile said that Mr. Lubinda was targeted while interacting with party members. Mr. Mundubile condemned the attack in the strongest terms, urging the Zambia Police Service to move swiftly and deploy officers to Kawe to secure the PF leader's safety. He warned that the alleged actions by suspected UPND supporters risk igniting political tensions that could plunge the nation into instability.
If this video is authentic, it depicts serious crimes that were
for playing the wrong soundbite. Meanwhile, Socialist Party President Fred Membe described the reported harassment and assault as a disturbing sign that Zambia is drifting into a dangerous era of normalized political violence. And the Minister of Home Affairs and Internal Security, Mr. Jack Mwembo, has revealed that Mr. Lubinda is safe and sound as he was rescued by the Zambia Police Service. Mr. Mwembo has since called on police in Kawe to move in swiftly and arrest the attackers of the Patriotic Front, PF acting Vice President, stating that any form of lawlessness from anyone will not be tolerated. He says that the unfortunate incident has no blessing from the government.
If this video is authentic, it depicts serious crimes that were committed at that particular scene. Let me state in the strongest terms possible that Zambia Police Service will investigate this matter with the utmost urgency. Anyone found to have broken the law will face the full force. I'm in contact with the Inspector General of Police, who was assured that this matter is being treated with the urgency it deserves. We must not and will not allow Zambia to return to the political violence we saw in the past.
The Zambia Correctional Service ZCS has firmly dismissed allegations circulating on social media suggesting that inmate and former Lumezi Member of Parliament Munia Zulu was poisoned through an apple while in custody. In a statement, ZCS Head of Public Relations Superintendent Cornelius Mwanza clarified that on November 16, 2025, Mr. Zulu reported choking on an apple and was immediately attended to by medical personnel on duty. Mr. Mwanza explained that Mr. Zulu informed officers that a piece of apple had momentarily obstructed his airway and that he was stabilized shortly after receiving clinical assistance. He has emphasized that the apples in question had been brought to the correctional facility by Mr. Zulu's family and that there was no indication whatsoever that the fruit was suspicious or had been tampered with. As a precautionary measure, ZCS has since temporarily restricted fruit deliveries for Mr. Zulu and advised that he and his family identify to authorize individuals to handle all future food deliveries. The Zambia Federation of Association of Women in Business has urged the government and relevant institutions to move beyond policy formulation and ensure the practical implementation of policies intended to empower women. Speaking during a media training this afternoon, CEFAB Chief Executive Officer Maureen Sombwe expressed concern that many well-designed policies remain unimplemented, leaving women entrepreneurs at a disadvantage. Ms. Sombwe noted that key policies, including the gender policy and the SME policy, are not being fully executed, are resulting in limited support for women-owned businesses, which already face significant barriers.
That was a great policy, and as the president said, it is law. All it needs is to go to parliament and sign the thing. Yeah? But it is now a policy, you have to do it. So, stimulus package, women entrepreneurs in their enterprising way, they come. CEO, stimulus package, where are we getting it from? Me, I call our partner banks. The people I'm talking to, they don't. 3 months down the line, PS in the office of the Vice President, Madam CEO.
The Tobacco Free Association of Zambia, TOFAS, has expressed concern over the government's decision on who represents the country at the ongoing 11th conference of the parties, COP 11, to the WHO Framework Convention on Tobacco Control, WHO FCTC, in Geneva. COP 11, which opened on November 17, 2025, marks the 20th anniversary of the Global Tobacco Control Treaty and has attracted high level attendance from government and their other leaders. TOFAS Executive Director Brenda Chitindi says that Zambia's delegation does not reflect the country's public health priorities. She says that it is unclear why officials from the non-health sectors were chosen to attend a specialized global health meeting when Zambia has qualified experts within the Ministry of Health.
Over the government of Zambia's choice of delegation to the ongoing 11th conference of the parties, the World Health Organization Framework Convention on Tobacco Control, the appointment to represent Zambia at the high-level public health meeting, stating that the decision misrepresented Zambia's healthy priorities. What does a meeting on public health have to do with someone from other sectors when Zambia has a Minister of Health, the custodian of health matters, who can articulate issues in line with the World Health Organization recommendations?
And now, business news. Business news.
Economist Patrick Mape says that the revitalization of the Zambia Railway Authority Tazara line is crucial for reducing Zambia's high transport costs and stimulating long-term economic growth. His remarks come ahead of Thursday's groundbreaking ceremony for the Tazara revitalization project, which